Friday, 18 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. This broadcast, the Calvary Hour, is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, Jehovah's Speaker. We're in Acts chapter 5 right now. We are looking at a couple by the name of Ananias and Sapphira who had been associated with the church there. In Acts chapter 4, they had seen the attention, I believe, that Barnabas had received after he had given his land to be sold, and it was divided among those needy people. And so they decided they were going to give something as well. Well, let's pray and get into our message. Father, bless us with thy word. Speak to our hearts, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. In the last part of chapter 4, neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joses, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Well, now this couple, no doubt, had heard about that, or maybe they saw the results of it, Ananias and Sapphira. And chapter 5, of course, is a continuation here of chapter 4. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it. Now notice, if you will, that they had already decided before they sold the land, or immediately after they sold it, that they were what they were going to do. They were going to give a part of this. They were going to keep back part of it for themselves, but they were going to make it appear that they had given the whole thing. They wanted the credit for giving everything, but they were going to keep back part of it. Kind of like some people that maybe take God's tithe, and they try to justify themselves by saying, well, I serve God, and therefore I'm going to keep the tithe for myself. I believe the tithe goes into the local church. I sincerely do. I believe it's the storehouse. And I think we ought to be faithful, and I think we ought to tithe on our gross, not on our net. But I'll not get into that right now. Let me just say this, that we should never misrepresent what we're doing. And that's exactly what Ananias and Sapphira were doing. The Bible says, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? I have stopped here, I guess, every time I've read through this verse, but it ought to be emphasized again and again. Ananias and Sapphira didn't have to give a dime of this. This was not their tithe, by the way. This was an offering. This was simply a matter of charity, a matter of compassion. They were supposed to be, anyway. It was supposed to be. That's the way it was with Barnabas. They were helping people who were in need. Now, Peter asked this question, why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? That's a question we all need to answer, because it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaketh, and that's, of course, where things are really formed in our lives. It's not that which goes into the mouth and goes out the body that defiles a man, but rather it's that which comes out of the heart. And Peter asked Ananias, he said, why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. That's a serious charge. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. I suppose it did. In fact, I'm sure it did. And by the way, if God gets that severe in his local church today, I think there'll be a lot of fear, a great fear on a lot of us, don't you? I mean, here's somebody that lies, it's evident they lie, and boom, they're gone, they're dead. I mean, and in that culture, they didn't take them to funeral home and embalm them and, call the friends in. What they did was the young men arose and wound him up. That is, they wrapped him up in a shroud and carried him out and buried him. Somebody went and dug a hole. And I mean, before you knew it, before the sun went down, he was in the ground. Now, this was unknown to his wife, unknown to Sapphira. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Oh, she's coming in. She's looking for all of these compliments. Oh, Sapphira, you and Ananias are so generous. You have sold what you had, and you brought it all in, and we all want you to know that we appreciate it, and we're just going to magnify you. That's, I think, what she was looking for. It was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in, but rather she has to face Peter. And Peter answered unto her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much." And you know how much I believe he asked her? I believe he asked her if they sold the land for the amount that they gave. Again, they didn't have to give it. They just gave the impression they had gave the whole thing. "Did you tell me whether you sold the land for so much?" And she said unto him, "Yea, for so much." In other words, yes, we gave everything. "Man, why are you questioning me?" And listen to what Peter said. Then Peter said unto her, "How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Isn't that a serious charge? Isn't that an awesome charge?" He said, "How is it that you and your husband agreed to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? You fabricated a lie? You fabricated a distortion of the truth?" He said, "How is it that you've agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord?" Would to God that one in that couple had said, "No, we're going to be honest. If we're going to give this much, we're going to tell them this is what we're giving, and we're not going to give the impression that we're giving this whole thing. We're not looking for glory. We're not looking for credit. We're trying to help folks who are in need." But that was not the way they did it. "How is it you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out." Can't you see the expression change on her face? And what happened? Verse 10, "Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things." Well, I'm sure it did. And dear friend, what a lesson for all of us to learn here. Here's this couple. They were collaborating. They had collaborated together. And they had collaborated to lie. And Peter made it clear. They were not lying to the church. They were not lying to the disciples. They were lying to God. Oh, may God help us never to present ourselves as being something we are not, nor giving something that we have not given. He said, "You've agreed to tempt the Spirit of the Lord." And I'll tell you, she fell down and died and yielded up the ghost just like he did. And those fellows came in and they carried her forth and buried her by their husband. Now, that was a pure church back then. It was the early church. Unfortunately, a lot of things have crept into the church. We better be glad today. We better be thankful today that God is merciful. It doesn't mean that he sees sin in any way different than he did. He still sees sin in sin. And by the way, there will always be a price. It might not be this severe, but it could be. But there will always be a price for us lying, and especially lying to the Lord about what we're doing and lying to others, misrepresenting ourselves to be something we are not, and giving something that we are not giving. May we learn a great lesson from this and magnify our Lord. Well, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. And dear friend, let me beg you, let me plead with you. Please, if you can, be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. It is so important. I'm well aware that there are some who cannot be. Some of you may have access to the internet. If you cannot be in a local church, you have access to the internet. Please join us for our regular services at the Calvary Baptist Church at www.calvarybaptistchurch.com calbapt.org, www.calbapt.org. Our services begin at 15 minutes until 10 on Sunday morning, morning service at 5 till 11, evening service at 6 p.m. Please join us if you can.